Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's Ndipaka Misela, Mehlo Amba Mpumalanga. Praise. Very good afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. It is, of course, Healthcare Sunday, in case you're wondering. And I must say a big thanks to Sis Bahle for just giving us this moment to broadcast live from Benoni at the Healthcare Sunday. Now, if you missed it during the week, you'll get a bit of a glimpse of what it is. Just early on, I had Sister Christina, and right now I've got Sister Candace Toundro. Good afternoon, Sister Candace.
Hello,
good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, man, lovely to have you, I must say, with me here. It's a great time where we get to appreciate you as the healthcare workers today. Tell us, what does this day really mean for you, and have you really grasped the understanding of why we're here today?
Yes, so today is a very, I'd say, inspiring day to know that we have the support of other Christians, we have support of the churches, other Christian organizations, because working in the health field definitely has a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
And we can't do it without Jesus, and definitely. We definitely can't do it without our brothers and sisters in Christ supporting us.
Sometime during the week, I was walking around with my sister-in-law's nurse, and she asked one of the sisters at another hospital, and she said, what's the ratio to patient here? And the other one said 1 to 10. She was like, oh, that's a big number. I laughed, and I thought, but I also, in the public sector, they deal with huge numbers as well, and it must really be exhausting. As much as you guys are really passionate about the field, it must be quite a lot for you guys. What keeps you going as a nurse in South Africa right now?
I think it's having that calling to know that that's where God wants you to be. And definitely having support, because even though I knew that I needed to be a nurse, you know, God made it clear. But when I started, I wanted to give up because I was like, no, I think there's a mistake somewhere. But at that time, I met up with some ladies from Healthcare Christian Fellowship, and they really just came alongside me, and they also had a health background, so they understood the challenges.
Wow.
And just supporting me, praying with me, encouraging me, holding my hand when I wanted to run out the door.
Yeah.
So definitely having people who've got your back, it really makes a difference. And keep coming back to Jesus. Even for your emotional needs. Because I think often people don't understand with the health field, physically it is tiring, but also emotionally and mentally, the things you see, the things you deal with. So if you're not going back to Jesus and finding Him as your source, you'll be drained and you'll be very dry.
So how long have you been in the field now?
I was qualified as a registered nurse in 2008. I started a little bit earlier, but I finished my training then, and then have been in the government health sector since 2009.
So you are in the real part of it, the government sector, which must be quite a lot, I must say. There's a lot of us walk into those centers. Man. Now, we are here today in Benoni, and like I said, you guys are really, I don't want to focus on you being overworked, but the reality is that there's a lot that comes your way. What would you say to a sister right now, to a doctor, to a porter, or anyone else who feels really overwhelmed by the field? One thing I love, which you mentioned and Sister earlier on mentioned, was just how this is a calling for you guys. And there's got to be something that keeps you guys grounded beyond that. What anchor would you lend to your fellow co-workers in this field?
I would definitely say, you know, find like-minded people. Find, you know, I know it's difficult sometimes in the workplace to find friends, but at least find somebody, or even at your church or in your circle, and say, be my prayer partner. Be available that I can just offload if I need to offload, that I can just vent if I need to vent, that I can really talk to you and just share with you. And keep, you know, keep that time with Jesus. And that's difficult when you're exhausted and you're tired. And also, you know, get connected with one of the Christian organizations. You know, there's quite a few that are represented here today, because they also understand the challenges of the health field.
Of course.
And a lot of them offer very practical handles, how to deal with the stress, how to deal with the pressure. But I think definitely don't do it alone. And also, be careful what voices you are listening to.
Of course.
Because there are a lot of negative voices, even in the workforce. You know, there's a lot of negativity, a lot of complaining, which, you know, happens because we're human beings.
Of course.
But if that's all that you're hearing and that's all that you're speaking, it also brings you down.
Yeah.
That's why you need other people of faith, you know, other people that can encourage you, build you up, so that you're getting that positivity and you're spending that time with Jesus, and really, like, he's our friend. Like,
of course.
I remember when I was still a student nurse and we started working night shift, and I was very overwhelmed and I was drained physically, emotionally, spiritually, everywhere, and I was just in tears. I was like, God, I can't do this. Yeah. And I really just felt the Holy Spirit challenge me. It was like, rely on me for your emotional needs.
Sure.
Just as you rely on me for your financial needs or your health needs, rely on me for your emotional needs.
Yeah.
And then I realized we can come to God just like, you know, we read of David in the Psalms. Even when we're emotional, even when we're overwhelmed, even when we think nobody understands, we can come to him.
Yeah.
And he carries us through that.
It's certainly a safe space to run to.
Yes, definitely.
But lastly, as a parting word, what do you wish we understood better? When I say we, I'm talking about patients, people that run into your services. What do you wish we understood better, and how we could assist you? How can we assist you as the healthcare workers to better deal with us, and, you know, so we can work together?
I think also just, you know, understanding that sometimes, you know, when healthcare workers are rude, which I'm not making excuses for, but sometimes they're also just overwhelmed.
Mm.
And I think when they're faced with somebody who's also rude back, it often escalates the situation.
Of course.
So even if the healthcare worker's wrong and you're right for this, just...
We end up
just
not being able to determine.
You know, so I'm not saying that it's right for healthcare workers to be rude, but I'm just saying just... You know, be calm and just try to understand where they're coming from as well, just to kind of de-escalate the situation.
Of course.
Yeah, and just to also explain, you know, because I think sometimes patients also think we're mind readers, which we're not. Most of us are not prophets either. Yeah. So we need, you know, just to explain to us what you're feeling, what, you know, communication just comes a long way.
Sister Candice, thank you so much for your time, and we really pray for strength upon strength in your life right now as you guys continue to serve our country. God bless, and go and enjoy the rest of the service.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.